great. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Thanks for staying with us on what has been a very busy morning show, but it's not over. And I'm very excited and honored to have some friends in studio and joining me. And we'll start with the president of the Shelby County Republicans Women Club, the new president, Dr. Sharon Webb. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Of course. And then someone our listeners may remember, because she was an advocate for a lot of our parents out there, especially in Germantown, Carrie Schwein joins us in studio. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
She's also the new vice president and also a spokesperson for Shelby County Republicans Women's Club, one of my good friends, Karen Smith.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's so great, Karen, to see you in person in studio.
I know.
Because our listeners may hear you give us the public service announcements of upcoming events. But this is the first time you're joining us in studio.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, before we jump into the club and some of the exciting events and what you guys do and the memberships, I do have a little bit of a controversial question about coffee and brushing your teeth. Do you guys brush your teeth before or after you drink your coffee in the morning? Because I've learned there are two ways of doing it. So I don't want to destroy the staff here. So I have to start by brushing my teeth, but I also need to get through a morning show. So I drink coffee. What about you guys? Carrie?
I typically brush after coffee, if possible.
It makes sense because you have very white teeth. And my dentist, every time I go to Germantown Dental Group, they're like, you need a brush right after you drink your coffee. Yeah, I think that's most of us, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's jump in to the real meat of what we're talking about, which is the club. Now, we had on Kerry Vaughn, who's the chair of the Republican Party here, and he plugged your club and your members because you guys are on the ground recruiting women to join your movement to instill conservative values in a place that may not be that kind to conservatives. So, Dr. Sharon Webb, with you taking over as president, what would you like to see with the future of the Women's Club?
You know, I would like to see us all join together as one and like a magnet drawing other women to the energy that we have to make America great again.
I love that. And I know, Carrie, you have been a voice for a lot of parents. I don't even think just conservative parents. I think really a position that a lot of people on both sides just say is common sense, and that's defending our kids and their schooling and what we've seen in our curriculum. You've jumped back in, and you're fighting. You know, of course, you fought so valiantly in that last race, and here you are. Didn't take your ball. Go home. You're right back out here fighting for these values.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm just so honored to be a part of this dynamic and lively organization. We're really helping to nourish Republican ideals and win back our country in 2024. And as Sharon mentioned, membership is our strength. Being a member of our group allows networking and growing and grooming relationships among the Republican community. And you know more than anybody, in our current political climate, it is crucial for groups like ours to step forward and help drive change.
Yeah. And I've been over there. And it's not just, you know, your typical lineup of speakers. It is about community, Karen. And you've invited me graciously to come to some of your meetings. And I've got to say, I left with my cup full because it was just great to be with like-minded people. Yes. And heck, I'm a boy. So for the women out there, you know, it's great to link arms together and share your values with each other over a cup of coffee or over a cup of orange juice at your brunches.
Yes.
So it is about that community.
Yes, it is. And also, we invite associate members. They can be men.
That's right.
It doesn't have to be a lady.
You hear that, men out there?
Yeah.
You can join them. All right, so let's talk about membership. What does that look like, Dr. Webb?
You mean how many members do we have?
Yes, and where you would like to see it grow. Because you do need those numbers to really make a difference.
We need those numbers. I would like for us to grow to 200. Normally during the off year when we don't have an election coming up, the numbers dwindle. But we don't want them to dwindle. We don't want to follow that history protocol. We want the numbers to multiply. Yeah. We want to come back strong for 2024.
And I know a lot of people have looked at some of our past local races and gone, man, you know, where were the people? We need them to get out there and vote. They're very vocal. But when it comes to actually that activism and joining groups like that, Carrie, what would you like to see with the momentum building to 2024, people joining the membership to make sure we can make a difference here locally and, of course, across the nation?
Right. Well, I would invite everyone to come to our next meeting on April 11th. And, you know, we welcome new voices and new memberships. We can support strong conservative values that really enrich and energize our community. And it's so important for everyone just to come together and really just connect and really build on those relationships, because that's what's going to drive that change.
All right. So you have one coming up pretty soon, right? As I understand, mm-hmm. in April, April 11th, what's going down? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So April 11th, we have Nate Kellum as our keynote speaker. Nate is the founder and chief legal counsel of Center for Religious Expression. And we are just so honored to have him. He's going to give us an update on some important Supreme Court cases that are affecting religious liberty. And tell us all about his great work that he's done over the past 20 years, really fighting for conservative values.
Yeah, and I know our own Todd Starnes is yes. going to be joining the lineup
in June,
yes, which is exciting. I know Todd's yes. a big fan. Well, ladies, I think it's incredible. I think we need to get together and really make, I'm going to be honest, I'm not a mentor, or I'm not like speaking as like a political expert here, but I do think here locally, crime has got to be our issues. You know, your mothers, your grandmothers, your aunts, your daughters. A lot of people, especially women, have been very terrified. And we talk about these, you know, going to Kroger, for example. I just had a lady recently, her purse was snatched. So I think if you can make this issue even less about being a Democrat or Republican and just the difference between being safe and unsafe, I think that's a winning strategy, wouldn't you think?
It is definitely a winning strategy. And that's what we have to learn, how to work together. But as Republicans, we see things from a different perspective. And for myself, when I first became the president, one of the things that I wanted all of us to do is to remind ourselves of why we are Republicans. It has to be a conviction. When it's a conviction, then you'll go all out like we do.
And I can see that conviction
in your
face. Our listeners might not. Maybe they're hearing it. What is the why for Republicans in being a conservative?
You know, the why for me is because our conservative values line up with the Word of God, with the Bible. I'm actually a pastor as well. And so it lines up the core values that we have to, you know, let the children live, for everyone to be able to work. You know, if you're able to work, then you should work. And to just, you know, take care of America, take care of community, you know. So I'm just all about that.
Want to ask you, what would be your why? Karen, you've been with the group for years and you're actually out there fighting. I've seen it. Why are you a conservative?
I'm a conservative to preserve America. And I think we've forgotten what our core values are. They are very important. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's not guaranteed. You have to work for it.
Yeah, it's not guaranteed.
And I think exactly. part of the purpose of our club is to support our candidates when it's time for an election, to get out the best conservative voices, to support our community. And the local community is very, very important. We have to think about that community first and then build up. It's not necessarily that we start at the top. Yeah. We need to start from the bottom.
Grassroots. All right. Before we go, Carrie, how can people find out more? Say they're listening. They want to be a member tomorrow. Where do they go?
That's a great question. So we have a Facebook page. You can just search for SCRWC, Shelby County Republican Women's Club. We also have a website.
SCRWC.org.
Very well. Well, thank you guys for dropping by.
Thank you.
I love in-person conversations.
Thank you.
We could have done a three-way phone call. Then it would have sounded like something from the movie Mean Girls. And I don't like that. All right. Want to thank each one of you. Dr. Sharon Webb, new president of Shelby County Republicans Women's Club. Vice President Carrie Schween. And, of course, their great spokeslady, Karen Smith.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Thank you.